This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Jeff Worrell back with another episode of PT Talker. Thanks for joining us today as I bring to you some expertise in how to go about maybe being a little bit more proactive on the government side and proactive with insurance. Joining us today is Mr. Pat Privatira, who is the president and owner of Leroy Physical Therapy in Leroy, New York. Welcome to PT Talker.
Thank you.
Well, Pat, first of all, you have great credentials. You've been a private practitioner since 1998, it looks like, there in Leroy, New York. How are things going so far?
We're doing well. We've actually expanded to, this is my primary location. We have three other locations that we've opened to, so this is one of four locations within the family, if
Good
you will.
Good for you. Good for you. That gives you good credentials. And then I just want to make sure our listeners understand that you are also the president of the Physical Therapy Alliance of Upstate New York, which is an organization of private practice owners. And why don't you tell us a little bit about that, because I think that'll lead us into our topic for today.
Sure. The Physical Therapy Alliance of Upstate New York is actually was originally formed in 1998. At the time, we were called the Rochester Physical Therapy Alliance. We were kind of specific to the Rochester area. It was about 3 years ago that private practitioners from the Buffalo area joined our organization, and that's when we changed our name to Physical Therapy Alliance of Upstate New York. We have a website that's www.movingforwardwithpt.org for anyone that's interested in learning more about us.
But yeah, that sounds very familiar, moving forward.
Okay. essentially what happened is we formed in 1998 in response to some threats, I guess you could say, to our reimbursement and to private practice that were occurring in the Rochester area, and that kind of galvanized us as a private practice community. We were actually successful in kind of thwarting an effort to probably reduce our payment by close to 30% to 40% per visit, and that's kind of what got our start. And we've just tried to kind of keep this organization together to share information and to advocate for the private practitioner.
Sure. Now you have some rules on who can join. Why don't you share the two that you told me about?
It's pretty straightforward. Basically, the first thing is that the private practice needs to be therapist-owned, so we exclude any physician-owned physical therapy practices or any hospital-affiliated physical therapy practices. So these are all therapist-owned practices. That's the first criteria. The second one is just that at least the owner of the physical therapy practice needs to be a member of the APTA, and by extension, the NYPTA, the New York State chapter.
Right. And that's awesome. Good supporters of APTA. We at PT Talker encourage that all the time. So good for you. So just short of having pitchforks and, fire out in the streets and marching down Main Street, what are some of the things, how are you effective and how do you spend, how does the group spend its time?
The biggest thing, like I said, is we try and share information, because I think there's a lot more that we have in common than, we might all compete with one another on some level, for patients and whatnot, but really we have a lot more in common than we do apart. So I guess the first and foremost, our organization tries to share information. We share stories about, where to get the best professional liability insurance, where, what issues are affecting this insurance carrier, that insurance carrier. First and foremost, we share information. Secondly, we try and advocate. We have a kind of an institutional relationships, with the various payers in the area, and we try to talk about not really just reimbursement issues, but also things like utilization review and that type of thing. And really, what we're trying to do is trying to educate payers as to the value that physical therapists represent. I think we've often been viewed as a commodity. We've often been viewed as people just don't really understand what we do and the role that we play in modern healthcare. And certainly, it's our effort. It's our goal to try and advocate for what we do. We try and be synergistic with the state chapter. So, with other issues, certainly we try to act locally when it comes to local payer issues, but when it comes to things like workers' compensation or other legislative things that might be more at the state level, we certainly try and be synergistic with our state association to help those things.
Now, I'm putting you on the spot just a little bit, and it's okay if you say no, but are you familiar at all with the new group called the Physical Therapy Business Alliance that has...
I am, yep.
Yeah. And would that be something you would find as... beneficial to your group, complementary, or is that a competing group?
I would say they're a very similarly minded type of group on a national scale, whereas ours is more local. At least one of the founding members, a guy by the name of Jeff Hathaway, who mm-hmm. happens to be the co-chair of the Alliance of Independent Physical Therapists, which is kind of a wing of our state association, and we've been real active with him. So I am aware of the group and what they're doing, and I think it's great to have more voices, I guess.
Yeah. So before we move on to our next topic, though, it appears to me that this would be all good that physical therapists try and band together in some form or fashion, geographically or by philosophy or something. But you've just got to be stronger as a group than you are individually.
I think so. When we sit down with a table, we sit down at the table with a payer, it's not just about my practice or even the four that, were within our family. It's mm-hmm. about the 100 that are within our organization,
But that's great.
We have strength in numbers. There's no question.
Yeah. So 100 clinics would represent the Physical Therapy Alliance of Upstate New York?
Approximately. Yeah.
Wow. That's great. Okay. Well, very good. Well, let me, in the remaining time we have, I wanted to talk to you about your stance and your advocacy, or actually I should probably not say advocacy, but your, I guess, trying to raise awareness of the problem that copays are causing. Kind of lay that out, what you're seeing with copays, obviously they're rising, and how that's affecting your patient's ability to get in for 12 treatments, 8 treatments, whatever, that kind of thing.
Sure. This has been a trend, that's gone on probably in excess of, probably 6 or 7 years, and when I first started practice, I think copays were $5 and $10.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing now is that they're $40, $50, even $60, for a copay, which is just, which is crazy. The interesting thing about copays is that although the copays amounts have gone up so almost exponentially here over the years, the amount that we've been paid as providers hasn't, and so it's. In fact, in some cases, we're probably being paid less than we were in 6 or 7 years ago. So what's happened really is that there's been a shift. Despite the fact that local healthcare premiums keep going up 10-20% every year locally, we're seeing that the insurers are basically putting the financial burden of care onto the patient, despite these rise in premiums. So 10 years ago, a copay may have been 10%, maybe 20% of what we got paid total. Now it might be 90%. In some cases, would you believe the copay is actually more than the visit allowance?
Wow.
Which
wow.
is just an interesting thing. It's not a copay anymore. It's a me pay.
Right,
as far
right.
as the patient
yeah.
is concerned. So that's kind of what we've seen. And it's amazing what happens is, I think we're seeing a lot of patients that forego a physical therapy episode altogether. They just say, I just can't do this, and I won't even start. And we don't even know who those patients are because they never walk through our doors or never call us. And then, for those that do come in, it's really changed the dynamic drastically I would like to see it twice a week for 3 or 4 weeks or whatever the case may be to, what can we get done in 1 or 2 visits because that's all I can afford.
Right. I mean, you're starting – didn't you used to see a patient easily 8 to 12 visits and now
sure.
they're saying that's a car payment just in copays is kind of what I'm hearing.
It's almost a mortgage payment. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, it's just to have someone that's coming in. You just can't do it. They just can't afford it. They'll
yeah.
say, "Listen, I can come twice." They'll tell you, "I can come in 2, or I can come in 3 times, or maybe I can only come in once and show me what you can show me in this one visit because I
right.
won't be back." And it just really changes the dynamic of the relationship.
Yeah, so I can see just a whole lot of things that cascade from this. Your clinic's outcomes have got to be affected. It would seem that you now have to speak to the patient more about doing things at home on their own, which makes you, I guess, more of a consultant to them.
Right.
So talk to us about how are you dealing with this? What can our listeners do?
Right. Well, we certainly it's a lot more our treatment is much more educationally driven. Not that it wasn't before, but I think it's even more so now. You know, we're really trying to get people as self-sufficient as they can be as quickly as possible. I find ourselves having conversations with patients that, listen, if you can only afford, let's say, 3 or 4 times, though, a lot of times the patients will be wanting to space that out. And I just say, you know, listen, I can probably do better for you if you come twice a week for 2 weeks rather than once a week for 4. You know, mm-hmm. So sometimes the reconfiguring those visits where we can really kind of have the most, give them the most value for that time. One of the big things that our practice has done is we have integrated fitness centers with our physical therapy practices. And so, you know, what we've been able to do is offer the patients the opportunity to continue. You know, if it's an exercise program, maybe we can set that up in a course of just a few visits, and then they can continue in a more independent fashion within the fitness center. Yeah. So that's another thing that we've done.
But yeah.
It's been real challenging. You know?
And then that would then lead to more of a cash pay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right.
There's a few insurers that will have a fitness benefit apart from a physical therapy benefit, and so when we know about that, we can kind of capitalize on that. But that's, you know, that's more the exception than the rule, I would say.
Okay. So just the numbers then here. If I used to come in 8 times, I don't know, is that unreasonable? Did you used to see a patient for 8 visits, 8 to 12?
We've tracked some of our patient volume, and, yeah, I would say probably somewhere between – certainly between 7 and 9 probably was an average.
Okay.
So I think 8 is probably right on the mark.
And now you're getting 2 to 4. What is that doing to the industry overall? What's that doing to your ability to compete with the hospital and the doctor clinic?
It's made it challenging. I think you know, on some level, the hospital and any physician-owned practices are dealing with the same kinds of issues. The interesting thing is that they get sometimes they get paid according to a different scale than we
do.
So when a physician, if a physician-owned clinic, if physical therapy services are billed incident to a physician or under a physician's tax ID number, oftentimes, you know, sometimes they're getting paid at a higher rate, mm-hmm. so they're not as affected quite to the same extent as we are. When hospital services, a lot of times those hospital services are bundled with lots of other things. And so, you know, it's not always possible to have an apples-to-apples comparison of what a visit there is versus a visit with us.
Right.
But it's certainly made it more challenging, No question.
Now, are you aware of the legislation in Kentucky, for example, where they have passed a law that copays for physical therapy must match copays for physician offices?
Mm-hmm. We're acutely aware of that, and certainly that's something that with our state association, we've been working really hard to try and make our New York state legislatures leaders aware of that. Basically, the Kentucky legislation requires that it's the same. It's the PCP. You know, that's the other issue is that we have, you know, when it comes to copay structure, there's usually a primary care physician copay, and there's a specialist copay.
Yeah.
And while it's flattering, I guess, to be labeled as a specialist, it's not so flattering when the copay is twice as high.
Right.
And that's oftentimes the way it is. So it's, you know, someone might have, let's say, a $20 copay to see their primary care physician. They might have a $40 copay to see a specialist.
Yeah.
Well, that's all well and fine for an orthopedist or a neurologist or cardiologist. Somebody might see 3 or 4 times a year if you
right.
have an active problem.
Right.
But when you're trying to see us 2 or 3 times a week for a short period of time, it's oppressive.
It's crazy.
It's absolutely oppressive.
Yeah. Just the last minute we've got left here of our time, any advice for our listeners out there as to something you found or anything that you can help them with as far as dealing with these copays?
I think the big thing is trying to educate patients in particular about the value that we provide. I mean, the trend in healthcare is to make the patient pay more and the insurer pay less. Whether you're talking about a copay plan or whether even to a greater extent with the high deductible plans that are common at least in New York and I would imagine elsewhere. You know, we are a great value in health for the healthcare dollar. I had a patients that go to see an orthopedic surgeon they might be in a room with the orthopedic surgeon for 10 minutes and they're going to get a bill for probably $200 at least. Those are some of the local rates for that.
Right.
We're not even in that same league, for good or for bad, you know. So I think we are a tremendous value for the healthcare dollar, and therefore I think we have, as a profession, I think we have a lot more to gain than we do to lose in terms of healthcare reform. And our patients need to see that. Our patients need to understand that. They need to understand the value that we represent and the fact, we need to empower our patients to help rally behind our cause, to get involved and contact their legislators the very social media opportunities that have become available. The article that you and I spoke about offline there a little while ago it just went viral. It went to 7 states. It was published in a local newspaper, and that probably in other times wouldn't have been seen by anyone other than local folks. And it's gone viral across the country, and it's amazing.
That's great, and thus how PT Talker found you as well.
Yeah.
So, great. Are you by any chance going to be out at the APTA convention combined sections in Chicago?
Unfortunately, this year I'm probably not going to be able to make it.
You've got a business to run.
I do, yeah. Unfortunately. It's harder and harder to do that. It's harder to be away.
I know. I understand fully. All right. Well, you've been listening to Pat Privatira, who is the owner of Leroy Physical Therapy in Leroy, New York. Pat, thank you again for taking your time to talk to us today on PT Talker.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, thank you. I hope you hope our listeners out there found this few minutes with Pat to be helpful as we go about bringing you information and help that hopefully will help you get someone better today or to be a better practitioner, but certainly to help our industry of physical therapy. This is Jeff Worrell reminding you to tell your friends and peers PT Talker is free and available on iTunes at PT Talker. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next time.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.